This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The indictment of former U.S. President Donald Trump with an expected arraignment Tuesday ends decades of perceived invincibility, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump is expected to fly from Florida to New York Monday, stay overnight at Trump Tower, then head to the courthouse Tuesday for his arraignment. He'll be booked, fingerprinted, and a mugshot taken, but no handcuffs since federal agents surround him. Despite 40 years of legal scrutiny, the man long nicknamed Teflon Don is facing charges, including at least one felony offense related to hush money payments to women during his 2016 campaign. He denies this and calls it political persecution. Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis left a Rome hospital to return to the Vatican on Saturday after being treated for bronchitis, waving to well-wishers and the waiting media as he was driven away. The 86-year-old Pope was taken to the hospital 3 days ago after complaining of breathing difficulties. He's responded well to an infusion of antibiotics, his medical team has said. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni confirmed he would take part the following day in a service for Palm Sunday, a major event in the church calendar that kicks off Easter week celebrations. A top Ukrainian official on Saturday criticized the quote-unquote symbolic blow of Russia assuming the rotating presidency of the United Nations Security Council. On Saturday, Russia took over the presidency of the UN's top security body, which rotates every month. The last time Moscow held the post was February 2022, when its troops launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris landed in Zambia Friday, the final stop on her week-long tour of the continent. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Lusaka.
For Vice President Kamala Harris, this stop is a special one. She visited the Southern African nation as a young girl when her grandfather was stationed here. But this two-day stop, tail end of her Africa tour, also involved a difficult subject. The landlocked but copper-rich nation was the first African nation to default on its sovereign debt when the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020. On Friday, President Hakainde Hichilema appealed to Harris for U.S. help.
And we know when we unlock the debt, more investments will come. We know that when more investments come, we'll create jobs for our young people.
Harris supported his call for restructuring the debt, most of which is owed to Chinese lenders. Anita Powell, VOA News, Lusaka.
There is widespread damage in parts of the U.S. South and Midwest after a swarm of tornadoes ripped through communities, leaving at least 18 people dead. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Arkansas appears to be the hardest hit. The small town of Wynn near the Tennessee border is covered in the debris of smashed homes, businesses, and downed trees. There are fatalities, several injuries, and some people reported missing in the Little Rock area. In Belvidere, Illinois, the roof of the Apollo Theater collapsed during a tornado. One person was killed, two dozen hurt. Downed power lines made the evacuation difficult. Emergency managers in Sullivan County, Indiana, say at least three people there were killed during the storm. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pakistani police say they have arrested eight people following a deadly Ramadan stampede in the southern city of Karachi. Hundreds of women and children rushed to collect free food and cash outside a factory in an industrial area of the city. Hundreds of business owners, rather, during the Islamic holy month, often hand out cash and food, especially to the poor. Police said Saturday the arrests include the factory manager, who did not tell authorities in advance about the food and cash giveaway that took place Friday. British travelers are facing hours-long lines as they try to cross the English Channel. The Port of Dover blamed the delays on bad weather, heavy traffic, and processing delays by French authorities. Saturday's the first day of a two-week spring vacation for most schools in Britain. While the port says bus passengers are facing the longest wait times, video showed long lines of cars and trucks as well. The port also warned ferry passengers of severe delays and said it was deeply frustrated by the situation, which has become a regular feature of cross-channel travel since Britain's exit from the European Union. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.